There are iconic moments in every war. Marines raising the flag on Iwo Jima, the fall of the Berlin Wall. But for the Iraq invasion, it was perhaps the toppling of a statue that became a symbol of victory for American troops.
And he's about to fall.
He's tipping. There he goes. Jubilant seems too mild a word.
An investigation shows the fall of the statue was, in a sense, a myth. But it wasn't created by the military. It was a media event.
It's the observer effect in war. Journalists can never simply report the facts. They also change whatever they see.
A symbol, a headline, a modern problem in warfare. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, January 4th. We're going to be talking about all kinds of observer effects, how you change the things that you observe inevitably. But
there were a lot of mission accomplished moments there in that war, as I recall.
Actually, that's true.
Let's get a check on the morning's top news story. So the first time in history, the United States national debt has topped $14 trillion. Numbers growing fast. 7 months ago, it was only $13 trillion. It's setting the stage on Capitol Hill, where the incoming Republican majority in the House is vowing to cut $100 billion from domestic spending this year, kind of a drop in the bucket. The House has also planned a vote next week on a repeal of the health care overhaul. But that will likely stall in the democratically controlled Senate and remain symbolic, at least for now.
Multiple sources say Navy Captain Owen Honors will likely be relieved of duty of the aircraft carrier, the USS Enterprise, as early as today. That's because of some lewd videos that he produced and surfaced this week. A delegation of African leaders has failed to persuade President Laurent Gbagbo to step down in Ivory Coast. They're now back in Nigeria, and they'll decide whether or not to use military force. In the past 10 minutes, the Pakistani opposition leader has given the ruling government a three-day deadline to accept its demands or face a confidence vote that could lead to the dissolution of the government.
More from Pakistan. Police say the governor of the powerful Punjab province has been shot and killed by his own guard in the past hour. The governor, a high-profile member of the ruling party, has recently spoken out against Pakistan's blasphemy law, which were the result of riots and protests over the holiday weekend. Across the border in Afghanistan, influential tribal elders in one of the deadliest regions have agreed to stop insurgent attacks and to expel foreign militants from their area. It raises hope the growing number of civilians are turning on the Taliban. It could be a sort of a Petraeus-style awakening there in Afghanistan.
Iran is confirming this morning that it's invited China, Russia, the European Union, and others to tour its nuclear sites. The U.S. not invited.
The U.S. doesn't care because there's no booze at that Iranian event.
That is totally unfounded and totally unfair. European diplomats say they'll wait until the next round of negotiations later this month. U.S. diplomats, you can call John Hockenberry personally on that one. And a Texas man convicted of rape and paroled after 30 years has now been declared innocent through DNA testing. Cornelius Dupree is the 21st person exonerated by DNA testing in Dallas. That's more than any other city in the nation.
A couple of quick stories. Reports this morning, President Obama is considering former Commerce Secretary William Daley as his new White House chief of staff. He's currently an executive at J.P. Morgan Chase. And President Obama is set to sign the historic food safety bill passed in the lame duck Congress today.
And the number of Americans filing for personal bankruptcy topped 1.5 million last year. That's up 9% and the highest level since the laws were revamped in 2005. Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are up. So are futures. The Dow starts at 11,670. The S&P at 1,271 and 2691 is where the Nasdaq opens up. Coming up this morning, the pulling down of Saddam Hussein's statue in Baghdad in 2003, a media event. Rather than a historical one, perhaps, New Yorker writer Peter Moss joins us to talk about that. And we'll talk more about a story we reported on yesterday that scientists say they might be able to detect a single cancer cell among billions of healthy ones. What does it mean? And is it really possible? It's coming up.
First, we're going to take a look at one of the nation's new governors, Rick Scott in Florida, takes office. What does it mean? It's in a moment.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.